Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Samach Tes. We're starting from the Mishnah at the end of Daf Samach Chesem and Beis. The Mishnah says, HaMeicher Es HaSoda, Mocher Es HaAvonim Shem Lutzarka, Es HaKanim Shebekeim Shem Lutzarkai. We'll get to the Avonim soon. I first want to discuss the Kanim Shebekeim Shem Lutzarkai. And the Gemara explains that these are the Kanim, these are the poles that you put up under the gefanim. They hold up the vines. The way vineyards are made, in the vines of the grapes, they don't stand up by themselves. You need to take poles and stick them in the ground and drape the grapevines over the poles. So when you sell a field, you're also selling the poles and the kerem, which are letzarchai. So the Rishbam says here that the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush is implying another chiddush, which it doesn't say clearly. That normally you would think that when you sell a sada, you're only selling the field. But the trees, that's not a sada. The trees are a kerem, they're a pardis. They don't count as a sada. So who says you're selling the trees? But the Mishnah is before no. All the trees are bechlal the sada, except for a sadan hashikama and a charev hamurkav, like we'll see. Like it says at the end of the Mishnah. Very, very chashiv trees, they're not included in the field. But every other tree is, including a kerem. He says, the Gemara says, if you sell a field, if you tell them the bar me'elone, then if it has trees, it means trees. If it has the column, it means the column. If it has gefanim, it means gefanim. If it has trees and gefanim, then it means except for the trees. If it has trees and the column, it means except for the trees. If it has gefanim and the column, it means except for the gefanim. But you see, it's only because you made exceptions. If you don't make exceptions, all the trees and all the gefanim and all the dekalim are all included in the sale. And that's mavur from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that you're selling the kanim shebekerim. Obviously, if you're selling the kanim shebekerim, that means you're selling the kerim. And as I state in the Mukhi Yosef, now the Taisus Yantif on the Mishnah has a problem with the Levush, because when the Levush brings down this din, and Simon Reish Tezvav, the Levush says like this, HaMeicher Es HaSoda, then you sell the Avanim, etc. And HaMeicher Es HaKerem, then you sell the Kanim. Why did he say HaMeicher Es HaKerem again? He said HaMeicher Es HaSoda. He should have said it like the Mishnah, that you sell the Kanim Shebekerem. So it seemed that the Levush was trying to say that when you sell a field, you're not necessarily selling the Kerem. And when the Mishnah says that when you sell a field, you're selling the Kanim Shebekerem, it means when you're selling a field, a wheat field, you sell the Avanim. And when you're selling a kerem, it left out that you're selling the kerem because it meant that you should understand that if we're talking about the kanim shebekerem, we switch the case to a kerem. But he says it's not like the Rishbam, and the Mukhi Yosef also says like the Rishbam. The Rishbam says clearly, no, the Mishnah wanted to tell you, even when you're selling a field, it's not a kerem, and the field happens to have a kerem inside, you mean to sell the kerem as well. And not only the kerem, but the kanim shebekerem. So why would the Levush say, another time, a meicher es hakerem? He's very bothered with this levush, and he's bothered with this man that always asks every kasha that there is on the levush, every obvious kasha this man asks, why did he miss this one? So it's a good kasha, but l'maisa the Rishash says that he doesn't see the hechrich in the Mishnah to the Rashbam. He says, of course, that's mefurish, both in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, that when you sell a field, you mean to sell all the trees. And the Gemara, it says clearly, you mean to sell the gefanim also. But that's maybe when it's individual trees or individual gefanim. But when you have a kerem that's within the boundaries of the field, maybe that's not considered the field. If you have a field with individual gefanim, so then when you say you're selling the field, you mean everything attached to the field, including the trees, including the dekalim, including the gefanim. When you have a kerem, which is within the field that you're saying, adjacent to the field, so to speak, maybe that's not the field. That's a different field. It's a kerem. And he said, so the Mishnah is not murch that we're talking about a kerem. The Mishnah in Kalayim says a kerem is when you have shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yetzei zonav, you have two gefanim, keneged two gefanim and one coming out as a tail. That has a shame kerem, legabe klaya kerem. So maybe you need it. Maybe when it's a kerem, it's different. So that might explain the levush, that the pshat is that he had to mention that you're meicher the kerem, because otherwise, even if it would be individual gefanim would be sold, but not if it's a kerem. But the thing is, the Rishbam says Mufurish not that way. The Rishbam says Umeila Sheminim the Meicher Sasodim Macher Es a kerem, even when it is a kerem. And the Mishnah is mashma that way. The Mishnah says V'sakanim Shebekerem Sheim Letzarchai. Why does the Mishnah say V'sakanim Shebekerem? It should say V'sakanim Shalagafanis Sheim Letzarchai. It should say V'sakanim Shebekerem Elamai. It means even when you have an actual kerem, and that's the Rishbam's diuk. So the Mishnah is mashma that way. You have to be machlik of the Mishnah to say like the Rishash. And the Rishbam and the Muk Yesuf say mamish mafurish. But it is the Aron the Levush, l'chaya, even if the Mishnah is not 100% mukhrich, but the Mishnah is mashed that way, and the Rishbam says it, why would he be implying, not like the Rishainim, Havad that Allah is that even if it is a kerem, whenever you sell a field, you mean to sell all the trees, and all the orchards, and all the vineyards, and everything. That's all nichlal in the word sadeh. And now let's see the B of the Mishnah, al-Seyd of the Gemara. The Gemara goes through each case of the Mishnah, explains each one. The Gemara starts, Maya vanim shem letzarka. Because the Mishnah had said, the Reish of the Mishnah said, Amaychas asadim moches avanim shem letzarka. You sell the stones that are necessary for the field. And the Sefer said, Avaloy macha loyas avanim she'enam letzarka. You don't sell the stones that are unnecessary for the field. What is the case? What are these stones that are necessary for the field? What are they being used for? So it says, Hacha tagimu avnei da'akva. Here they said it means avnei da'akva. According to most Rishenim, Avnei da'akva means the stones that you put on the bundles of wheat so they shouldn't blow away. That's what the Rishbam says. Taisa says that. The Rambam says that. That's what the Rishayim say. The Ad Ramah is a little bothered by this chat because he says the bundles that you're putting the stones down, the bundles that are tallish, they're not sold with the field. So if even the bundles aren't sold with the field, why should the stones that are there to hold down the bundles be sold with the field? Doesn't sound logical. The bundles aren't sold, and the stones that are there to hold down the bundles are sold. So that's why he learns differently. He learns that the stones, the avnei da'akva, which literally means stones that weigh down, the stones are weighing down on the trees, that you're putting them on the trees to make sure the trees grow straight. But I don't think the kash is so shver. I think the other Rishayim hold, the bundles, you're already finished with them. They're not letzorich the field anymore. They're already finished. They're not sold together with the field. Mashegin, the stones, the field needs these stones constantly, every single year. We need these stones to hold down the wheat. They're not looked at as a tzarech of the wheat that you could say if the wheat's not sold, kolshkein, the stones aren't sold. They're looked at as a tzarech of the field. This wheat isn't sold anymore because this wheat's already finished. Mashegin, the stones, which you're going to need every year for the crop, they're the ones that are sold. Al-Kabanim, that's a rei v'sheinim learned, that's his v'sechad p'sak halacha, the stones that hold down the wheat. And Ula says, Avonim asturis legeder, the stones that are set up to be a fence. The Rambam brings both. The Rambam brings both the stones that hold down the wheat and the stones set up to be a fence are all sold. The Magen Mishnah says, because they don't argue on each other. Maramachad al-Pligi. He says, this stone, this is that stone, all the stones that are needed. There's no machlaikis between the two la'alacha. It's just arguing what exactly the Pshat and the Mishnah is. They're both correct la'alacha. The Adarma also holds away. He brings Haraya because in the other times that they argued, and like Yitzia, if it's an Aftor or a Cheder, the Gemara says, which man the Amma doesn't hold to the other one? We had earlier the Santer, is it a Baggy, is it Bar Machiv Nasa? The Gemara says, which man the Amma doesn't hold to the other one? Here the Gemara doesn't say it. It's Haraya that they're both equal, they're both Emes, they're both correct Lahalacha. But the Tur only brings Avnei Da'akva. The Tur only brings the case of Avonim that's put on the Amorim. The Tur does not bring the case of Avonim that's set up to be a fence. The Beis Yosef holds, the Beis Yosef says that the Tur holds that they are arguing on each other, and the one that says Avnei Da'akva doesn't hold of Avonim Asturis together, and therefore he paskins Avnei Da'akva and not Avonim Asturis together, because Hamaytzim Chayel V'raya, you're going to paskin in favor of the Marikama. But the Shulchan Aruch says it the way the Rambam says it, that both of these cases are included, like the Magen Mishnah, like the Ad Ramah, that they don't argue. Now the Gemara explains, if you teach the Mishnah of Avnei da'akva, so according to Rabbi Meir, who says in Amarchas Asvina, that when you sell a kerem, you sell a teshmishia kerem, so Meilin is a machlekes by all these cases, any time something might be teshmishia sada, there's going to be a machlekes or Meilin the Rabbanah, like the Rishbam explains. So according to Rabbi Meir, that you're including Teshmisha Kerem, the Mesakna Nafagav Delei Machtan. As long as these stones were set up, they were smoothed out whatever he needed to be mesaken them. They were fixed in order they could be used. So that's already going to be sold. But l'rabbanan, hu d'machton, only if they were placed. Rameya has to be set up and not placed, and according to Rabbanan, have to be placed. But there's a thwira machlekes yishenim. What does it mean, placed? The Rashbam seems to say, placed means placed in the field. According to Rameya, even if out of the field, as long as they're the stones, the official stones that are used to hold down the wheat, that they were specifically prepared for that, so mela they're sold. And according to Rabbanan, dafka, if they're in the field, not if they're out of the field. But the Rambam says that it means that they're actually on the Amorim right now. They're actually being used. It's not that they were in the field is also not good enough according to Rabbanan. Machton means they're lying on the Amorim. So Taisa says that's very schwer, because why should you need it to be lying on the Amorim if the Amorim themselves aren't sold? And the beer is like we explained before. The Rama Stam doesn't understand why these stones are sold if the Amorim themselves aren't sold. But Elamai, the Pshat is, because they're a chelik of the field, they become tashmishim of the field. So they don't have to be servicing these specific Amorim. These Amorim already are not Negei anymore. So that's what Taisus is bothered with. Why would it have to be on top of the Amorim? They're not being sold because they're bottled to these Amorim that are here now. For care, these Amorim are not being sold. They're sold because the field needs them for the next year's Amorim. So what would be Negei if they're on the Amorim right now? As I fake Taisus on the Rambam's chat, so Taisus learns what it means, Machton is, it means it was at one time it was already placed on the Amorim. Now, as according to Rav Meir, all you need is that it should be prepared to be placed for the Amorim, but even if it was never actually used, according to Rabbanan, you would need that it had been actually used at one point. Not that it's in use now, that you don't need, but if it had been actually used at one point, then already it becomes the official stones in the field. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam, then it's only if the stones are actually on the Amorim now. The Ramah passes like Taisus, as long as the stones were on the Amorim, that's good enough. But the Rashbam sounds like a third pshat. The Rashbam holds that not the pshat that they have to be on the Amorim, and not the pshat they have to have ever been on the Amorim. Machta means they have to be in the field. As long as they're in the field, that makes them the stones of the field. But I don't see that anyone brought the Rashbam's pshat alacha lemaisa. Now, about the Avonim Asturis together, the Gemara also says, according to Rameh, if they're Masaknan, if you set up the stones, you prepared the stones, Afgav Doi Sidron, even though you didn't set them up, you didn't pile them up, you didn't set them up in the correct way, Rabbanan, who the Sidron? The Gemara said that before. The Gemara was going according to the Rabbanan, that Ula said Avonim Asturis together, the Avonim is already Masudr, they're already ordered, they're already prepared, set up to be a fence. But Tani Rabchi Avonim Tzivurais together, they're piled up for offense. Tani Sidurais. You have to read in Rabchi Sidurais. And that's what it says over here, Sidron. But Bama says it's a little ambiguous. What does it mean, Sidurais together? You can learn in one of two ways. You can learn it's already set up to be a fence. It's already a fence. That means you took the stones and put them, Ariach Agabi Levein, in other words, you put them in the way to make a fence. You made the bottom row and then you made the second row, which each stone halfway on this stone, halfway on that stone, like the way you make fences. And that's what it means, Sturis together, even though you didn't put cement on, but you already piled them up in the way that they are a fence. Or you could say Sturis together means that I piled them up in a way that they're ready, all ready to be made a fence. The Yadar Amai, I think, is mefurish, that Sturis together means it's already a fence. You took stones and you set them up in such a way that it's an actual use as a fence. That's what's sold along with the field. But if you're planning on making a fence out of these stones, that wouldn't work according to the Rabbanan. That's how the Yad Ramah learns. So that's the difference between Sivurais and Siduris according to the Yad Ramah. Sivurais means you piled them up already to make into a fence. Siduris means you already made it into a fence. The Siduris together, they're set up as a fence. The Meiri, I think, says not that way. The Meiri, I think, learns that Sivurais means that you brought a pile of stones into the field, and Sturis means you set them up in a way that now you can make them into a fence. They're all set up right next to where the fence is supposed to be, but Eithin, that the one who's going to make the fence, just has to pull them and make a fence. You already did the setting up to make the fence, but not that it's already made into a fence. The Lashon Sturis Legeder, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and everything just says the Lashon where Sturis Legeder, it's, I think, ambiguous. It's a Mishdamil Triampi. It can mean it's already piled into a fence, or it can mean it's piled that now you could make it into a fence. So you already have the pile prepared to be made into a fence, as opposed to Tzuris, where you just have a pile somewhere not where the fence is, and you didn't pick out which stones you're going to use, and it's not, it already needs one more step before you make it into a fence. And the word goes right up, Vesakanim Shibakarin Shem Litzarka, Kanamai Vedetaya, what are the sticks? Armin Dever Abyana, Kanamai Mechulokim, the smooth sticks, Shaim Nim Tachas Agafanim, that the purpose is to hold up the vines. The Rabbi Meir de Meshaifion, according to Meir, if you smooth them out, Afagav de Loi Mukman. Again, the Gemara makes a Machlekesh of Meir and the Chacham. Meir, as long as you prepared them for use, in other words, you smooth them out for use, even though you never put them up. Rabbanan Hu de Mukman. When they're abundant, it's only if you put them up. And I think here also you have the same three shitas. Just like by the Avanim, the Avnei, the Akva, we said, the Rambam holds it has to actually be lying on the Amarim. Taisus holds it has to have one time been on the Amarim. And I think the Rishbam holds that it has to just be in the Sada. So here also, it's Mavur in the Rambam, it's Dafka when it's actually under the vines. That's Huda Mukman. The tur is mavur, the way the Bach and the Prisha explain, that just like by the stones, Taisus holds, even if you one time put it under on top of the Amarim, you just used it once, even though now it's not being used, it's good enough. So the Kanim also, if you once used it for the vines, even though now it's not being used, it's good enough. And the Rishbam, I think, is saying also the third pshat, that he just says, Mukma means she'enim skufan utzim adayim bekarka. It has to be stuck in the ground, ready for use. It doesn't say that it has to be in use, or even that had been in use. As long as it's ready for use, it's stuck in the ground, that's good enough. Even though by the stones, he doesn't say it's stuck in the ground, because the stones, I think, the pshat is the stones are ready for use, stamped in the field. And the kanim, they're only ready for use when they're ready stuck in the ground. But I think the three shittas are still there. And according to the Rambam, when they're in use, when they're under the vine, according to Taisus, when they once were used, that's this mavur in the tur, the way the Bach and the Prish explain. And according to the Rishbam, they're in the position, they're in the field, stuck in the ground, they're ready to use. And then it says, it's a tvua mechuberes l'karka, tvua that's mechuber l'karka. The Gemara says, afagav de metoy l'michzat, even though it's ready to be cut. And the Rishbam says, that what does it mean? He says, he gives Maxirus, it's already the time to be cut. You would think that if it's ready to be cut, it's like it's cut. And he explains that if it's not ready to be cut, it's pshita, because what else are you going to do with it? Obviously, he doesn't want someone else's wheat in his field, and he obviously can't cut it yet, it'll get ruined. So obviously, he means to sell it. And the Chiddush in the Mishnah is, even if it's ready to be cut, you would think he doesn't mean to sell it, he means to cut it and take it with him. Now the Rishbam is klar mashma, and that's what's also mashma of Yosef, that even if it's completely ready to be cut, there's no value at all in it staying in the ground, it's still sold. Now the din is, like the Rishbam points out, kalayivin liksir kakatsadami, and that's halacha that we hold, the gabi other dinim, if it's karka metaltim, that we pass can call him mechuba l'karka reyaka karka, but if it's ayim likatsir, kalayim likatsir kakatsadami. But its mashman is a chilik. That's al-slagabi. If you want to know if it's karka metaltlin, mavad applies metaltlin. But still, since it's stuck to the karka, he intends to sell it b'chlal the field. As I remember, Zishtei Mefurish in the Yad Ramah, where he brings the Gemara, the lagabi shibud nechasim, anything which is ayim likatsir is not meshubud. And he says, that's lagabi shibud nechasim, because for shibud nechasim, it has to be the malva has das to take it. And if you could cut it off the tree, or cut it off the ground, he doesn't have das anymore. Mashengi by Mechira, he says, if he wants the wheat, he should have cut it before he sold it. Or he should have specified that he still wants to cut the wheat. He didn't specify anything, he didn't cut it before he sold it, that means he's intending to sell it with the field. And as I explained before in the Rash Belayt on the Fayin Tess, he makes a big point of it. He says, even though Legabi Me'ila, that's what he was discussing then, Legabi Me'ila has a din of Metaltim, there would be a din of Me'ila. But Legami the din, that it's nimka with the karka, or hektish with the karka, like he's learning there, which has the same din as mechira, It is Nimker and Makarka, even though it's in the Metaltlin. And he says it's Mavur that way. Because the Mishnah says the case that you don't have, it's not sold along, it says V'loyis ha'tfuah tlushim in ha'karka. If it's tlusha, if it's cut off, if you're going to say that when it's ready to be cut off, when it's completely ready to be cut off, when it doesn't need the karka, it's not gaining from the karka at all, you're going to tell me that halacha is that it's not sold, so why did the Mishnah say tlushim in ha'karka? Why didn't the Mishnah say a chilek in mechuberes gufa between if it's completely ready or if it's not completely ready? Elamai, even if it's completely ready, it doesn't need the karka at all. It has a din of metaltel mechalotera kula. It's still sold with the karka. That's state in the Rashi first, nafayin tes. But the drisha and the tursim and resh tesvav, he says not that way. He doesn't bring any of the rishanim. But he himself asked the kasha. He says the Rambam says in Ilchas Mechira in the beginning legabe mechira legabe kinyane karka that dafke v'stricha dayan lekarka, it still needs a little bit the karka, then has enough karka. But if it's loit stricha lekarka klal, it has a din of metaltim. So why are we saying here it's sold with the field? So enfid the drisha, it has to be that we're talking about it's still somewhat stricha lekarka. The Gemara says it's matay is minel mixed. You could cut it now, but if you leave it on, it'll get even better. So it's somewhat tzricha l'karka. That's why it's sold with the field. It's not like the Rishayim that we mentioned. The Rishbam is not mashman that way. The Adraman, the Rashi is mafurish not that way. But the Ritvai Fanart, he says, call it like the Drisha. That's what he says. He says, it has to be in a case where if you leave it in the karka, it gets better. If in a case where it's not gaining at all from its kibu l'karka, avandis metaltum, it's not sold with the field. And about the Rashi's taina, so why does it say tlushim in karka? Why doesn't it say even mechuberis you have a chilek that when it doesn't need the karka at all, it's not sold? Zakter dvar pashit, because the Gemara says by tlushim in karka, the Gemara mentions avagav the tzrichi la'ara. So there's a point of tzrichi la'ara even when it's tlusha. It has to be in the ground. It's still gaining. It's still growing. Like the Rishbam says, in order that it should get bigger, it should get more, it should get enlarged from just the smell of the karka. So the whole Mishnah is talking about when it needs the karka somewhat. If it's mechuber, as long as you could cut it, but it still could use the karka, so then it's sold with the field. If it's talish, even though it could use the karka, it needs the karka, but it's talish and it's not sold. And who and then, even if it's mechuber, if it doesn't need the karka at all, then it's also not sold. But the Mishnah found that a bigger chiddush, even when it needs the karka, but if it's talish, it's not sold. And who and then, maybe even kolshkein, if it doesn't need the karka, even if it's mechuber, then it's not sold. That's what the Ritva holds. And that's how you could stem the drisha. So that's the machalikis rishayim. The mashmayish, the Rishbam, the Muki Yosef, the Ramah says it pretty clear, the Rashba very clear, that as long as it's mechuber, even if it totally doesn't need the karka, and legabe ul dine teres in the metaltim, legabe mechir is telling his das is to sell it. Now Shengen the Ritva holds, no. It's only because it still could use the karka, has a din of mechuber. Aye, so why does it say talish? Because talish, even if it needs the karka, doesn't get sold with the karka. Now the Mishnah also talks about the shemira, the hut that's in the sadeh. So the emphasis is two gersais. The girsa we have in Agamar, which is the girsa Sereshbam, is that the resha that says that it's sold is a shemir she'ina asuya betit. A shemir which is not made with cement. You didn't shemir cement on the walls when you made the shemira. That is sold. And the one that's not sold is a shemir she'asuya betit, the shemir which is made with cement. That's Sereshbam's girsa. Now, Rosh Rishaynim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, the Ramah, the Ritva, Kam Rishaynim say the Girs is the opposite. Taisus brings it from Bein Chananel, and the Girs is the opposite. That when the Shemira is not shmeared with tit, then it's not sold. When it is shmeared with tit, then it is sold. But our Rishaynim like the Rishbam, the Rimagash is like the Rishbam, the Aruch, the Piskei Arid, the Piskei Riaz, also Rishaynim like the Rishbam, the Tur, is Seisim like the Rishbam. Then they say, Kamel bothered. Why did the Tur say not like the Rush? His father, and the Ramam, and the Rif, but Al-Kopanim, these are the two Gersais. The Rishbam's Gersa is that when there's tit, when it's a suya betit, it's not sold. It's only sold when it's not a suya betit. Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa is fakert. When it's a suya betit, it is sold. When it's ain't a suya betit, it's not sold. Now, in the Rishbam, what's the svara lechalik? The Rishbam explains that when it's ain't a suya betit, it's not so chashiv. So it's batal to the sada. When it's a suya betit, it's a house. When you have a storage shed, if it's just a portable storage shed, it's not a suya betit, or even if it's stuck to the ground, it's not a suya betit. So it's not; it doesn't have its egin chashivus. It's bottled to the field. You mean to sell it with the field? Mashenkin, when you have a suya betit, you have a structure which is made with cement. So that's a house. Hamayches a sadal and machers a bayis. Now the Rimagash, who also holds like the Rishbam, throws in. When the Gemara says, as a shmir she'ena suya betit, the Gemara says, avagav de lekviya ba'ara, even if it's not established in the ground. So the Rimagash says, it doesn't mean it's not attached to the ground. If it's not attached to the ground, stam adavar metalto, that's zichanat sold with the seal. It means it's stuck into the ground. But it's not kviya ba'ara. You didn't permanently affix it into the ground. Rebbeinu Gershom is mashing away also. Rebbeinu Gershom on the side says, he also was like the Rishbam. But avad that has to be stuck into the ground, otherwise it's not that sold. This is the Chiddush, even though it's not stuck permanently into the ground, but it's stuck into the ground, if it's not a suya betit, so it's not so chash if it's batal to the ground. If it's a suya betit, even if it's permanently stuck into the ground, it's a house, and the mail it's not sold. That's Rishbam Shita. The other Shita, Rebbeinu Chananel, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, they hold fakert. They hold the more of a permanent structure it is, if it's a suya betit, then it's a somewhat permanent structure, so it's a chelag of the sada, definitely not a house. But if it's a permanent structure, then it's a chelag of the sada, the male it's nimkag of the sada. When it's not a suya betit, so it's not really a structure, it blimes stem like a dover metalto, it's not really from the tzarchi asada, it's not from the tashmishi asada, it's not sold. The Adramah, and really, the Ritva and the Muki Yosef also say similar in the Rach, like we said from the Rimbagash and the Rishbam's Pshat, that the whole thing is talking about it's attached to the ground. But they were Gairis in the Gemara, interesting Yirsa. They were Gairis in the Gemara when it says, they Gairis is Shemira Shehi Asuya Betit. That's the case where it's sold, that it's a Suya Betit, meaning it's made of cement. Afagav de lekviya ba'ara betina, they have. Afagav de lekviya betina. Even though you didn't cement it to the ground, but if the shemira is made of cement, then it's sold, even if it's not cemented to the ground. And the other way, the one that's not sold, the shemira she'ena asuya betit, the shemira which is not made out of cement, afal gav de kvi ba'ara betina, even if you cement it into the ground. But if the shemira itself is not made out of cement, it's not sold. The asayin adavar isn't that if you attach it to the ground with cement, then it blinds bottle to the karak, and if not, not. No. If the shemira itself is a cement building, then it's a permanent building. It's part of the structure of the ground. It's considered bottle to the field, even if it's not attached to the ground with cement. And if it's a shemira is not made out of cement, it's not a suya betit, even if you attach it to the ground with cement, but the shemira itself is not a cement structure, it doesn't become the structure of the ground. You can take it out. You can break the cement and take it out. But either way, if it's not attached at all, then even if it's made out of cement, the Adra Mas says, that wouldn't be considered batel to the ground. The Torah it's attached. Avagav lekviya ba'ara means it's not attached to cement, but it is attached to the ground. Those are the two pshatim in the Gemara. And now let's go right to the Gemara says, Boyer Abelazar, Malavni Shopsochim, the moldings that are put around the doors, Mahu, what's it din? Heche de mechabi betina, if they're connected with cement, like tiboyloch, damachaber, that's certainly sold. Kidi boyloch, then a kidi besichi, they're connected with pegs, with nails, mao, what's it din? Teku, the Gemara blinds with the shaila. Then the Gemara says, boy, Rab Zeira, malavnish al chalainis mao, what about the moldings around the windows? Mier minin lenei ba'almu davidi, so it's not sold. Idil makevin the machabi, since it's attached, teku, the Gemara blinds with the shaila about that also. So there are a few shailas in the Rishainim about this Gemara. First, the Machlekes Rishbam and Taisus, if we're dealing with selling a house or selling a Shemira. Taisus says we're not dealing with selling a house, we're selling a Shemira. Because if we're dealing with selling a house, what does it belong here? The Sugya doesn't belong over here. Al-Karchach, the Sugya is talking about selling a Shemira. The Ramban also likes this pshat. The Ramban adds that that would only fit like Rabbeinu Hananel. Lafir Rabbeinu Hananel, that the shamir with the tit is the one that's sold, so then the malavnes on the shamir, when it's mechar bibitina, it becomes part of the shamir, has also this kayach of the tina of the tit, so mela, that's also sold along. Mashengin, if you hold fakert, you hold like the Rishbam, that the shamir with the tit is not sold, so then the malavnes, if it's mechar bibitina, so this shamir is obviously made with tina, so then they also shouldn't be sold. So Taisus only fits with the Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat, that's what the Ramban says. But Kama Rishenim hold like the Rishbam's pshat, they were dealing with selling a bayis. The Rishbam holds away, the Ramah holds away, the Rashba, the Ridva, and the Rambam, and that's the psak of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they bring down this din by bayis. The Ramah says, the reason why we brought it in here is because by Shemir, it made a chilek to mechub b'petit or not, so we bring another thing which is a chilek mechub b'petit. But we're dealing with a meicher as a bayis. So in your meicher as a bayis, if the malavnes of psachim are mechub b'petit, so then they're sold with the house. But if not, it's a shayla. Is that considered mechubah to the house? Because only the things that are mechubah to the house are sold. If it's not mechubah betina, it's mechubah besichi. Is that considered mechubah to the house to be sold? That's good for the Gemara shayla. And that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Yidalin, by Meicher Sabayis, that you do sell the malavnes of psachim that are mechubah betina, but not the ones that are not mechubah betina, because the ones that aren't mechubah betina. So that's the Gemara shayla. It's Yibay Delif Shetan. Now, there's also a shmuz in the Rishayim about the Malavnei Shel Chaloinais, where the Rishbam holds this Imtim Seleimer. The Rishbam holds like this, that the Malavnei Shel Chaloinais, if they're Mechar B'Tina, also they're sold. Just like Malavnei Shel Psachim, there's no Shaila by Mechar B'Tina at the sold, so who would then Malavnei Shel Chaloinais, if they're Mechar B'Tina, also they're sold? There's no Shaila. The Gemara Shaila Malavnei Shel Chaloinais is also if they're Mechubah B'Sichi. So the question is Mechubah B'Sichi, is that enough if it's only l'nai b'alma? And the Rishbam says, it's only on the tzad that malavnei shel psachim work, even if they're not mechubi, even if they're not mechubi b'tina, even if they're mechubi b'sichi. Because malavnei shel psachim are functional. They're from tashmish ha'bayis. So even if they're not mechubi b'tina, they're considered batal to the bayis. So Abzeri's question was, what about if it's l'nai b'alma, if it's just decorational, and it's mechubi b'sichi, does it have the same din of malavnei shel psachim or not? So the Dvar says, Lefize, so we pass him B'Teres Vadai, that Malavnei Shel Psachim are considered sold with the bayis, even by Mechubah B'Sichi. Because Reb Zera obviously held that way. Since he cleared the Shaila by Malavnei Shel Chaloinais, and we're talking about Mechubah B'Sichi, and the Shaila was that since the L'nai Ba'alma doesn't work, bayis is Malavnei Shel Psachim, even by Mechubah B'Sichi, since they're not L'nai Ba'alma, they're functional. So that's Pshita that it works. So Mel, that's how we pass him. But the Rashi says no. The Rashi says it could be Reb Zeir was maskim that by Malavnei Shel Psachim there's a Shaila. That was Reb Elazar's Shaila. Reb Zeir is not coming to be patient to Reb Elazar's Shaila. He just wants to know if Malavnei Shel Chalein is a Nichlon Reb Elazar's Shaila. Reb Elazar the Shabbat Malavnei Shel Psachim. The question is, maybe that's Dafka Malavnei Shel Psachim because they're functional, that they're Shmishim, they use them. Mashengim Malavnei Shel Chalein is only decorational, maybe it's not included in the Shaila. Or maybe it's also included in the Shaila. In fact, the Rashi, what's an afghun if it's included in the Shaila? Either way, if it's a Shaila, the Lekeach doesn't get it because you go bust the Demar Kama. So, the Rashi, an afghun if the Lekeach could have Terumis on him. If it's a Shaila, if it's a suffix, even though the Maicha wins, the Lekeach could say it's not fair because maybe it's mine. You win al Smuchzik, but I can have Terumis. Mashayn Kane, if it's not part of the suffix, they can't have Terumis. That's like the Rashi. But the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that the Shaila of Malavnei Shel Chaloinais is by Mechubah B'Tit. Is by Mechubah B'Tina. Malavnei Shel Psachim, which are functional, which are Tashmish HaBayis, so then Mechubah B'Tina, there's no Shaila, but the Shaila is when the Mechubah B'Tina say this. Malavnei Shel Chaloinais, even Mechubah B'Tina is a Shaila. That was Reb Zeir's Shaila. Maybe since Illinois, Mechubah B'Tina doesn't work. And that he blames with the Shaila. And that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam. That Malavnei Shel Psachim, by Mechubah B'Tina, Avadah, they're sold together with the house. But if they're not Mechubah B'Tina, so then the only Mechubah you say this, then they're not sold with the house. And that's Malavnei Shel Psachim that are functional at Tishmishi HaBayis. Malavnei Shel Chaloinais, which are not functional, which are just Lanai, then even Mechubah B'Tina doesn't work, because that was Abzei Rishayla. That's Abzak Halacha and Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Yadalad. There's an interesting Tshuva in Igros Meisha. And Zechai Shemish Mechel Legal of Siman and Gimel, Rav Meisha was asked, he was, I guess he had a din Torah, somebody had a store, and in this store there was a wall with a door. It must have been more like a temporary type of partition. And the whole purpose of the wall was to make the store smaller so they'll pay less taxes. That's when the wall was just getting in the way. The wall served no function. But the point, the reason why the wall was put up is that they wanted to save on the taxes. Not sure if this was in America or Russia, but Weisstein's, the size of the store made a difference in regard to the taxes. And someone wanted to save on the taxes, so he put up a wall. And then he sold the store. And the shalas is the wall sold along with the store. Or could the meicher keep the wall, remove the wall from the store and keep the wall? So Rav Moshe said he holds the meicher could remove the wall from the store and keep the wall. Because he says that Malam Nishachalein is Weepaskin, even Mechuba Betina is not considered sold with the house, because it's only Lanai. Weisstein, something which is only a decorative purpose, even if it's completely attached, it's Mechuba Betina, does not get sold with the house. So Ibezai, this wall, he says, is not really functional. It's not functioning, it's not between the Shmishim of the store, it's less than Lanai. It's anything it's staring. It's just there to save money on taxes. If it's just there to save money on taxes, that's not from the Tashmishim in the store. It's not sold together with the store. The Meicha could keep the wall. That's Rav Moshe Paskin based on this Gemara. Interessant Pesach. I want to tell Zichan another Nakuda. The Rambam, the way the Magen Mishnah explains it, and the Rajba, and this is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the Sma explains this way, says that since it's a Teku, let's say, by Malam Nishal Pesachim, which are not Mechubba Betina, or Malam Nishal Chalainis, according to the Ram, even when they are Mechubba Betina. The Ram says they're not sold. Why they're not sold? It's a teku. A teku means they're not sold. You go bust in the Marikama. But the Ramah says, no, you don't go bust in the Marikama. It's well known. If there's a shayla, if the Marikama against the Muzik, you go bust in the Muzik. Who's the Muzik here? The Lekeach's the Muzik here. He has the house. He has the house, and Blamnes is in his Rishus. So other Rabbi says, you have a teku, you have a boy Lishita, so the Lekeach keeps it because he's the Muzik. That's tying at the Yad Ramah. But the Rajbi says, no. The Meicha keeps it. He says, the Lekeach can't get it without a Raya. But what's Takib Shat? It's Bezunda Shre like the Rambam. L'chayr, it's even Shre not like the Rambam. Because L'chayr, it's not a Tfisa. L'chayr, it's not a Tfisa L'achash and Eilad HaSafik. L'chayr, it happens to be in the Lekeach's Rishus. But even if you want to say it's a Tfisa L'achash and Eilad HaSafik, the Rambam ki yadu apaskin stuck v'kayin ein mitziyim yadik. Every time the Rambam brings down a teku, he says, the Allah is, it belongs to this one. But if the other one grabs it, ein mitziyim yadik. That's the Rambam's psak by all Sveikah Dedina, based on the psak of his Gemara, that he paskins tuk v'kayin ein mitziyim yadik. Whenever it is a Sveikah Dedina, the typhus could keep it. So why did the Rambam say that here? L'chayr the Lekeach is a typhus, and even if for some reason you'll say the Lekeach is not a typhus, which L'chayr is, but let the Rambam at least say, if the Lekeach goes in his typhus, ein mitziyim yadik. That's what he always says by Sveikah Dedina. So L'chayr, it's very shver. It's really two kashas. One kash is, even if you don't like the Rambam, even if you don't like the other Rishayim, that by Sveika the Dina, Tvisa doesn't work. But L'chayr, here it's not Tvisa. Here, when you sell a house, the house comes along with the Malavnes. The Malavnes is a Suffolk if it belongs to L'kech. It's a licht in the Rishus of L'kech from the time of the latest of Suffolk. L'chayr, the L'kech is the Muzik. But even if you say no, somehow, that's not cool that the L'kech is the Muzik. But Lefi the Rambam that says that any time by all Sveikah the Dinas, the Rambam there called Paskins, that the Allah is, it belongs to the Muzik, and if the other one stays, he becomes the Muzik, say, Emitzi Miyadeh. Why didn't he say he also Emitzi Miyadeh? So Bam isn't a Tver, but the Ars is Arsameach, it's a little bit early in Elchis Mechir, Perch of Dalad, Allah Dalad, he says, a Gavaldigi is saying that any time it's a Sveikah the Dina, if something's sold, that's not only a Mitzvah Varaya, that's a din of Yad Balashtar al Tachtaina. There's a din that what's included in a sale is only something which is clear that it's included in the sale. If it's a suffix, if it's included in the sale, that means it's not included in the sale. It doesn't blive a suffix. The sale only works on vadais. That's a din of Yad Bal Ashtar Al HaTachtayna. And a male is no din tvisa. When you have a suffix, if something is included in the sale, if you have a suffix like Machla Par V'chamar, If the para was pregnant b'shas to sale, then avadi you could be typhus. But if you have a suffix in halacha, if something is included in the sale, zogdar semech, I see, because the Rambam didn't say that it's a suffix and the muzik wins, but the other one's typhus, he gets it. I see from there, a suffix in halacha, if something's included in the sale, means that it's not included in the sale. The sale only goes on Vadon. Any suffix the Lekeach would have to read ice. Like I'm only giving you a sign. That's the only tirus to this kasha. See, also there's a Shivas Tzion, a very interesting Shivas Tzion. Shivas Tzion was written by the son of the Neid of Yehuda. He has a tshuva, he has a shayla, halacha lemaisa. Someone sells a house, are the mezuzahs sold along or not? So like the mezuzahs are not cemented in. The mezuzahs are mechavi besichi, they're nailed on, right? So just like the melavnish of psachim, we say, are not sold along because they're not cemented in. So even though they're mitashmishi abayis, but since they're not cemented in, they're not considered sold along with the house. So klayt dezogin. So mezuzahs also shouldn't be sold along with the house. Because mezuzahs also not cemented on. They should be like melav nishal psachim. Zog the shiva seeing, no. He said, because melav nishal psachim is a shayla. The Gemara, it's a shayla. It's a boid lifshta. It's a teiku. Why do we say that it's not sold? Because you go bust in a marikama. So he says, that's dafka by melav nishal psachim. Because the marikama gets the melavnis themselves. But zogte by mezuzahs a gaval de gevart. The halacha is, let's say someone sells a house and the lehedi says, I'm not selling the mezuzahs. He's still not allowed to take off the mezuzahs. That's halacha nuchas mezuzah. When you sell a house, so let's say you rent the house and you have mezuzahs and then you leave the house, you're not allowed to take off the mezuzahs. Now, of us, you could charge your next tenant. You could charge him because they're your mezuzahs. He's using your mezuzahs. You could charge him for the mezuzahs. But you can't take off the mezuzahs. So Zag the Shiva seeing like this. By Malavnas Shapsachim, what's the Shaila? Who owns these Malavnas? Who's the Mokzik? The Meich is the Mokzik. Mashenge by Mezuzis, the Meich anyway has to keep the Mezuzis here. He can't take them. So, for all intents and purposes, the Lekeach has the Mezuzis, no matter what, even if it's not sold. Now, what's the Shaila? Does the Lekeach have to pay for them? Oh, if the Shaila's of the Lekeach have to pay for them, so the Lekeach is the Mokzik. So, Mel, that's how he passes Halacha Lemaisa, that when you sell a house, the mezuzahs do go along, because it's Iboid Lefshita. So by the Malavna Shapsachim, you go bust in the Marikama, and the Meicha keeps them. Mashenkin by the mezuzah. Anyway, the mezuzah has to go to the Kech, because he's not allowed to take off the mezuzahs. The shalos of the Kech has to pay for them. So now we say to the Kech, the mezuzah, and Mele doesn't have to pay. That's a tshuva from the Shiva Siyan, Gishmaka tshuva. But if people were saying for the Arsameach, Laloch is Nishrichtig. Because our Sameach is saying that even by Malav Neshubsachim, the Lekeach Betzim would be the Mokzik. He has them. Now there's halacha by Mechira, that any time it's a Safik in the Mechira, that means Vadei it's not a Mechira. So Ibezai, by the Mezuzah also, the Baal, there's a Safik in the Mechira, there's Vadei no Mechira, so even though the Lekeach is a Mokzik in the Mezuzah, you would say that he wouldn't get it. That's the Chayah which should come out according to the Sameach. And now let's go weiter. Mishnah said that when you sell a field, you sell all the trees, but not the Chorev HaMurkav, and not the Sadan HaShikama. These are very chashev trees, and not bottled to the Sadan, and not nimka with the Sadan. So Gemara says, Menani Mili, Amei Vina Merav, Dama Krav, Vayokim, Steyef, and Hashem, and Machpela, and it says, V'chol Eitz Hashem, Sadan HaShem, V'chol Gvul Lai Saviv. Mishet Tzarech L'Gvul Saviv, Yatzei L'Shin Tzrichim L'Gvul Saviv. We dash in the Pasuk, V'chol Eitz Hashem, Sadan, went together with the Sadan. Nice days when you buy a sada, you buy all the eights, all the ilanis that are in the sada. But only those ilanis that need a gvul saviv, they don't have a shame if they atzma. In order to say that they're their field, they need a gvul saviv. Mashenkin, an ilan which doesn't need a gvul saviv, an ilan which has its own din, its own chashivas. The gdolim v'chashuv v'avshim el-sayah, the Rishbam says, everyone knows whose it is. So male, they don't need a gvul, they're not b'chlal the sada. B'chanan shtal zechab. L'chayitis is the first time the Gemara brought a pasuk. Everything else we knew, what was b'yeh b'chalal, was not b'chalal. V'sepes, we need a pasuk. Chayitz tali in das. Chazal shats up the das at b'nei adam. I mean, manavshach, if Chazal hold that the das b'nei adam is and it is sold, so how could the pasuk tell you if I can't? You go b'as to the das b'nei adam, you don't go b'as to the pasuk. What's the pshat? It brings a taizim of a m'nivah m'semin, a davayin aleph, that says that legabin edarim lemashu with halach is you go bas the lashim bnei adam, but when you don't know the lashim bnei adam, you can bring a raya from the lashim kra what the neder is. Even though the darim don't go bas the lashim kra, the darim go bas the lashim bnei adam. You bring a raya from the pasuk what the neder is if you don't know the lashim bnei adam. So mele, maybe you could say like this: chazal mesubik, maybe all trees are on mechlal, or maybe not. So we have a suffix. So mele, bring a raya from the pasuk because since we don't know the Das Bnei Adam, so the Pasuk is a good Raya. But he asked that if you're Mesubik, anyway it won't be sold, because you're not Maitzi from the Meichem Misafik, so anyway it won't be sold Misafik. So if you're Mesubik, since anyway it won't be sold Misafik, so what do you need a Pasuk for? No, I don't think it's so schwer. Mamaisa, Chazal used the Kayach HaTeira, Chazal used the Soros HaTeira to understand the Das Bnei Adam Al Pi Teira. Whether it is Nichlal, it's not Nichlal. Amal Chazal could be Mesubik, and the Pasuk will teach you what the Das Bnei Adam is. Adra, but the Pasuk, it's not like by Nedarim, where you have Lashon Akra, and you have Lashon Bnei Adam, and Mamel, the Chiddush is that when you're Mesubik about the Lashon Bnei Adam, you can bring a Raya from the Lashon Akra. The Lashon Akra is Machriya, what the Neder is. Here the Pasuk's telling you a Din in Hilchos Mechira. It's telling you that Evron sold the field, and it's telling you that the Eitz HaShebech HaSadda went together with the Sadda. Pasuk's directly discussing Hilchos Mechira, not like the Pasuk is not discussing Hilchos Nedarim. It's just calling it a name, Lagabe, another Din. I don't see what's a shver, the Malchazal Taka have the Svaris HaTayr, the Makairis to it, and here the Gemara shares with you that Chazal understood this from this Pasuk in the Torah. And this Pasuk is Megala, what the Das Bnei Adam is. Hazel Luchura. Alkal Vadim, the Gemara goes right up. Amar Av Mesharashi Mekal Lemetzorim Min HaTayr. For this Pasuk is Raya to Metzorim, to boundaries Min HaTayr. What does the Gemara mean? So Shbam says Pshat, that the din is that when you kind of feel, you kind of the boundaries. Because since it says, Kol Eitz HaShev Esad HaShev HaChol Gevul HaYisaviv, the Gevulim are the boundaries. Vayis Dayis, you kind of the Eitzim on the boundaries. Vayis Dayis, you kind of the boundaries. So Zay, when you're kind of a field, maybe only kind of within the boundaries, but the actual boundaries, the markings that are on the edges of the field, that make the boundaries of the field, maybe that's not considered a chelik of the field. Kamashmon it is. And the Rishayim say, the Gemara and Daphne and Gimel says, the Gabi Nichse, again, you're not kind of the Mitzarim. You make a chazaka on the field, you're not kind of the Mitzarim. The Ridva says, because that's when it's not that's a cheris makna, I say. You've been kind of in a hefker. A chazaka on the field is not a maisa kinyan on the Mitzarim. Mashayim came when you have that's a cheris makna, I say. It's yeah, maisa kinyan. It's all one big field. The Mitzarim are chelik in the field. The Gabi Ilchis kinyan. That's the Rishbam's pshat. The Ritva says that Avada, we agree with that halacha. Avada, when you kind of feel, you kind of the Mitzarim. But Rav Yishayim hold, that's not the mashmais of the Gemara, Mikan le Mitzarim in HaTorah. Should have said, Mikan, the kind of Sod, the kind of Mitzarim. Mitzarim in HaTorah means that the Torah recognizes the existence of Mitzarim. So the Shiltis Rav Chaygayin and Shiltis Kuf Dazvav, he says it's Nusach, HaMeich HaSod, it's Tzorich Lefarish Mitzarim. And that's what seems Rishayim held. That's a shkaf Rishayim shad in the Gemara. That when you sell a field, you have to make the Mitzarim. Rishayim asks the Rashba that there's no such halacha. When you sell a field, you don't have to be. The field is macha even if you don't make the Mitzarim. Rashba brings that from Avaygayin. There's no halacha that the field is only sold if you make Mitzarim. I mean, we had the Gemara earlier. Common times, the Gemara says if you make Mitzarim, then you're kind of more, like we're going to discuss. Then you're being megala das to whatever it is. But vices, normal when you sell a field, you don't have to make the mitzarim. And the Rashba says, another ayah, it says, Klar, if you say, one of my houses is sold to you, and one of the houses then fell down, you could say, that was the house I meant to sell to you. But vices, clearly, even if I don't tell you which house it is, but there's a kinyan on one of the houses, and Yad Balashtar al-Tachtayna, and the Meisah, give him any house he wants, even if one of the houses fell down, he could say, that was your house. But Mamaisa, we see clearly, you don't have to make Mitzarim, you don't have to say which one it is. So the Ravid says like this, the Ravid says, but if you don't make Mitzarim, we don't know that he wants to sell him the whole field. Mamashal, he says, I want to sell you this field. You have to make Mitzarim, why? Because if you don't make Mitzarim, he can give him Tisha Kaban in the field. He doesn't have to give him the whole field. He can give him Tisha Kaban in the field, it's also called the field. You don't know that this is all considered one field. Maybe he says, I'm selling you this field. This field means this Tisha Kaban, but not the whole thing. That's Mekan LeMitzarim and HaTorah. Without Mitzarim, I don't know that you need the whole field. But the Rashba argues in that halacha. The Rashba says, no, a field is a field. When you say I'm selling this field, it means the whole field. Can't just give him Tisha Kaban. So mainly, even for that, even to say that you're selling the whole field, Zok Rashi ben Rini Meitzarim. If I say this field, whatever's called one field, if there's no hefsek in the field, that's one field. If it's one field, how do you mean to sell the whole field? So Zok Rashi, that Mikalim Meitzarim and Atayim means that Meitzarim play a role. Meitzarim, we go Basin to Meitzarim when he says Meitzarim. And there's an Afkamina Ladina, Lamashu. We had a Gemara earlier, and this is how the Rashi learns the Gemara. That if, let's say, you say, Sada bebikani meichalach, you say Sada ni meichalach, and some people call the whole bika a Sada, and some people just call the Sada a Sada. So in that case, the Gemara says Mitzarim doesn't work. But let's say everybody would call the whole bika a Sada, and also the Sada a Sada. Everyone would use the word Sada to mean just one Sada, and also the whole bika also they would call it Sada. So then the Rashbol's Mitzrayim work. So that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Mekanle Mitzrayim and Atayri is when he says, I'm selling you a field. And we don't know what he means. Does it mean a very limited definition of field, meaning one of the fields of the Bika? Or does it mean a more broader definition of the field, meaning the entire Bika? So we don't know. So normally, Ad Baal Shtal Techtayna, he only has to give him one field. If he makes the Mitzrayim Techtayim, then that shows you it means the whole bika. That's Mikamla Mitzrayim and Atayra. That Mitzrayim play a role. Also, the Rashi brings from the Ravid. Stam, if he says, I'm selling you a field, he doesn't say this field, he says a field. So if it wouldn't be for Mitzrayim and Atayra, we would know which field it was. Mikamla Mitzrayim and Atayra is the Mitzrayim tell you, it means this field of the Mitzrayim. Which I don't understand the grace of Chiddush. If he says the Mitzrayim, so of course he means this field. But that's what the Rashi brought from the Ravid. And then he says his own pshat, that as though you would say that even with the Mitzrayim, maybe Mitzrayim Hirchavloi, he wouldn't mean the whole Bika. So Kamash Mila, no, when he has Mitzrayim and this is called Sada, then you go bust to the Mitzrayim. He says, Al Derech Zeh, the same pshat is also Amol, you can limit the sale course of the Mitzrayim. The Rashi Bashid is the Mal, when you say a Sada, you mean the whole field. But we had the Gemara before. Meitzerech and Aruch, Meitzerech and Katzer. You're only selling Keneged the Katzer, even though it's one field. Fakert, the Meitzarim go and limit the field. They limit the Kayach of the Lekech. So that's the side of Meitzarim and Atera. And the Meitzarim tell you what the Mechira is. The idea of the Meitzarim, it could be selling more than when you'd know other than the Meitzarim. If the Pshat is, you don't know if he means just the Sad or the whole Bika. Or you don't know if he means a sod over here or a sod over there. Sometimes I know the Mitzrayim, he's selling less than he otherwise mean, but that's the Chiddush Mitzrayim in Atayra. Still a shtickle shvei to me, what's the Chiddush? If he says the Mitzrayim, l'chayiv, the Mitzrayim mean kach v'kach, what's the Chiddush? You go bust in the Mitzrayim, v'esich nisht. The Rambam and the Rif leave out this Gemara, mekan le Mitzrayim in Atayra. Some achreinim, like the Bacha, bothered why, they say terutzim. L'fi the Rashba, I don't hear the kasha b'chlal. The Gemara is not telling you a new halacha that we don't know. All these halachas that Mitzrayim work are all mefurish. We don't see any bezunder halacha in this Gemara. We just see a makar from the pasuk to halachas that are discussed in other places. Mitzrayim work to define the mechira. The Mitzrayim work to broaden the mechira. The Mitzrayim work to limit the mechira. But they're all halachas that are there. The Gemara is just bringing a pasuk telling you these halachas. But the Ram and the Rif, they don't have to tell you the drashas are pasuk. The halachas they told you already. Chay, that's Pashup Shad. Why the Ram and the Rif were mashmid the Gemara? Gemara goes, Vaita, Amar Rav Yehuda, Haiman, the Mazman, Aaron, Lechavri, someone who sells the land to his friend, Surach, Lemichdav, Le, Knilach, Diklin, Vitolin, Vahutsin, Vitzitzin. He should be kind of all the different types of palm trees. Vahavagav, Dechilakosav, Le, Hachikani. Even though if he doesn't mind it, you're also kind of all the trees. That's Alachi, you're kind of all the trees, except for the Charev, Amurkav, and the Sad, and the Shikama. Afiluachi, Shufa, Dishtaru. The niceness of the shtar. The Rishbam says that Benson, you claim everything without it, but you chayshish for a bezin tayin. There might be a bezin that doesn't know that, so maybe the bezin won't give the trees. So Mela, you write it in just to make sure that the bezin won't make a mistake. Other Rishonim say nachkinach chayshish that a bezin will make a mistake mechatesa, but the pshat is the meicher might make a mistake. After, if it's not written in the shtar, so then the meicher will come and tell you, why are you taking my trees? And you'll have to tell him, no, the halacha is I do take the trees, and I have to give a the entire. It's not good. It may look better to write everything out clearly, even though you don't have to, That way you'll know for sure that you have everything. Rishayna being the Ravid says that. Why would Chazal tell you to write it? If it's mamish, no enough kumin, if you write it, why studies? It's only a suffix if you get the trees. So if the lekeach is muchzik, he gets the trees misafik, that's the Ravid Shita. We spoke about that in a previous year. When it's a suffix, pashtus, you go bust in the marikama. Advice is the Ravid held not that way. Ravid held the go bust in the muchzik. We mentioned Rishayna the held that way. Before the lekeach comes down to the field and takes it, the meicha could take back the trees if it's not ridden. Because it's a suffix, he says. But the Yishayim are bothered. They say, Vadar, I can't be pshat. First of all, they hold that whenever it says Macher, it's a Sada, Macher, Seilonis, it doesn't mean a Suffolk. Macher, Sada, Macher, Seilonis means a Vadai. How could you say it's a Suffolk? And also, why would the Gemara say Shufra de Shtara? It's not if it's Shufra de Shtara. It says making it into a Vadai. Elamai, the pshat is that it makes no difference to Halacha. It's just that you shouldn't be Chayshu Shabez and Tayin, like the Rishbam says, or you shouldn't come to a fight like the other Yishayim say. Now the Ran asks the Kasha here in the Chedush Iran. Then we find, earlier in the Gemara it said that Rabbi Kiva says when you sell a bayis, you don't sell the barvadais. And you also, you have to buy a derech for them. The meicher, he holds meicher ben yafer meicher. So when you sell a bayis, you don't sell the barvadais. Rabbi Kiva holds that the derech, you don't leave for yourself a derech. But Zok the Mishnah, if he said chutz me elu, then he does leave for himself a derech. Why? Because he didn't have to write chutz me'elu. He didn't have to write chutz me'elu. And he did. So it's extra. He wrote chutz me'elu and it's extra. So it's extra. He must be. He was coming to be marbe for himself a derech. Because otherwise, why do you write chutz me'elu for? Elamai, he means to be marbe himself a derech. That's what the Mishnah said. So, fact, the Chedush Haran, why don't you say shufa d'shtar? What's the raya that he meant to be marbe himself more? The Gemara here says the concept of shufa d'shtar, that even though you don't have to write chutz me'elu, but you don't want a bezin to make a mistake. You don't want him to get into a fight. And merely, right, clearly, chutz me'elu. So what's the chiluk? He was saying when he adds the diklin and everything, it's just shufa d'shtara. And there he says when he excludes for himself the bar and the dice, you don't say shufa d'shtara. So the Ran makes a chiluk. He says like this. He says when you want to add something to the mechira, which you don't need, that's shufa d'shtara. Why? Because normally Yana Meicher is al Yaina. So if the Bez will be Mesubik, if the trees are included or not, they'll give it to the Meicher. Because Yad Balash Daral Techtaina. He's the Meitzi. They'll give it to the Meicher. So Mela, you're afraid they'll be Mesubik. You're afraid they won't know the Halacha for sure. And the Mela, if they're Mesubik, they'll give it to the Meicher. So Mela, Keich has to make sure it's written in clearly to make sure that he gets everything. Vashenki and there by Rabbi Kiva. Forget, he's doing something l'toivus the meicher. He's saying chutz me'elu. The meicher is writing in the shtar extra thing for the meicher. So that you wouldn't do for sure for the shtar, because even if the bezin is mesubik, they'll side with the meicher. So me'el, there were medayik from there that the chutz me'elu means that you want to add something. That's what it says in Chedush Haran. The Tshuvas HaRashba, it's in Chelek Beisim and Ayin Reish, he also asks the same kasha, and Ilahedi says, not like the Ran, Ilahedi says, there's no chiluk to meicher lekech. He says, I see a Gvaldigi Yisayid. You're right, there are a number of different Gemaras that say that when you add a Lashon, you mean to add Kach V'Kach. But any time there's no Mefurisha Gemara that says, by adding this Lashon, you mean to add this specific thing, we have no right to do it on our own. We always are going to say Shufa D'Shtara. This Gemara of Shufa D'Shtara tells me that when someone adds something, it could be he was just trying to make himself 100% clear. You find different Gemaras that say that when you add something, when you add something to a shtar which you didn't have to add, you mean to be meist of something in the mecher. When the Gemara says that, that's the halacha, but we can't ourselves go and say this. So if we see a shtar which said something which didn't have to be said, we can't use that extra lashon to make any extra kinyanim, any extra dinim, because we have to say shufa d'shtar only when the Gemara says it mefurish. And the Beis it brings down the etzim din of the Rashba in Simas Samach Aleph. Well, Lameisa, even Nach the Rashba, you do find different times in the Paiskim, and the Rashba, Alein the Chareinim point out, we are the Medayik from different extra words, different extra dinim. So that's the Maghagdaris Adarim, is a very tifazach, very great the Sugya.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.